Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning Parak Yod Mishnah Vav and Parak Yod Mishnah Zayin. It says the Mishnah Lo Yamor Adam Bereshos HaYachid VeYishta Bereshos HaRabim, that a person is not allowed to stand in a private area and lean forward to drink from a cup or a pitcher that is in the public area. Bereshos HaRabim VeYishta Bereshos HaYachid, a person is also not allowed to stand in a public area and lean forward to drink from a cup that is in a private area. Why? Because, as the Bartanura explains, he might, without thinking, bring the drinking cup back into the domain where he is standing, and he would therefore be carrying from one rishos to another. However, the Mishnah clarifies, Ela im kein hichnes rosho verubo lamakom shehu shosa. This is not allowed unless he brings his head and the majority of his body into the domain in which he is drinking, in which case the chachamim were not concerned that he will move the cup and carry the cup from one domain to the other. And it finishes off the Mishnah, Vechein Begas. And the same halacha applies to a wine press when it comes to the halachos of Meiser. What is the Mishnah referring to? So as we learned in Meseches Meiseros, the grapes that have been gathered but not fully processed into wine do not yet need to have Meiser separated from them. Now, although the Chachamim prohibited eating or drinking from the grapes of the Jews before separating Meiser from them, they did allow you to snack from them until the wine has been fully processed, which is when the Meiser obligation actually begins. Now, because of this, when grapes are being made into wine, one may take a drink from the juice in the upper vat of the wine press, even though Meiser was not yet separated from the grapes before they were pressed. Now, the Mishnah here is teaching us that even drinking from the upper vat is only allowed when a person is standing with his head and the majority of his body over the wine press. Otherwise, drinking would not be allowed because we are concerned that he might bring the wine from the vat to where the most of his body is located, next to the vat, and drinking next to the vat is not allowed because it is considered to be a more regular manner of drinking, and it would not be considered to be snacking. Now we're going to discuss the whether or not it's allowed to take water from a roof, a gutter, or a drain pipe while standing in a Rishos Harab, in a public domain. It says the Mishnah, Kolid Adam min ha-mazchila lemata me'asara tfachim. A person's allowed to stand in a public domain and catch water falling from a roof gutter within 10 tfachim of the ground. Why? That since the water he is catching is already located in the airspace of the Rishos Harabim of the public domain, no change of Rishos is taking effect when he catches it. However, you wouldn't be allowed to press your lips or a cup or something else, of some sort of a kli, against the end of the gutter in order to receive the water directly from it, because the gutter would be seen as an extension of the roof, which is a Rishos HaYachid. Therefore, receiving the water directly from it while standing in the Rishos HaYachid, Rishos HaRabim, would be considered a Hotzah from a Rishos HaYachid to a Rishos HaRabim. Finishes off the Mishnah, min hatzinor mikol makom shosa. However, one would be allowed to drink in any way from a drain pipe that juts out from the wall of the house, meaning he may even press his lips or a container to the open end of the drain pipe and receive water directly from it, that since the open end of such a pipe typically juts out some distance from the wall of the house, the drain is not seen as an extension of the roof, and collecting water like this would not be prohibited. Continuing now with Perek Yod, Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah, Bor Rishos Harab, if there is a pit of water in a Rishos Harab, in a public domain, V'chol Yosob Gavoha Asara Tvachim, and there is a pile of dirt surrounding this pit, and this pile is 10 Tvachim high or more, Chalon Sha'al Gabav, and there is a window in a house that overlooks this pit. Says the Mishnah, Mimalan Himenu B'Shabbos, you can draw water from the pit into the house on Shabbos, meaning you can draw water from the pit, which is a Rishos HaYachid, into the house, which is also a Rishos HaYachid, even though the water is going through the public domain that lies between the pit and the house. Now, the reason why this is allowed is because when a person is drawing water from the pit, he must raise it higher than 10 tfachim in order to clear the water, the earth, rather, the dirt that is around the pit, And therefore, because it's traveling through the airspace that is 10 tefachim above the ground of the Yerusha Sarabim, this is considered to be a makom patur, which you're allowed to move it through. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ashpa Birshus Arabim Gavoa Asara Tefachim. The same is true that if there is a pile of garbage in the Rishus Harabim that is 10 Tefachim high, Chalon Shal Gav of Shofch and Nesocha, Mayim B'Shabbos, you would be allowed to pour water onto it on Shabbos from a window that is above it. That in this case as well, that carrying the water, moving the water, would be allowed because it goes from one Rishus HaYachid, the house, to another Rishus HaYachid, the pile of garbage, to the airspace that is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, which again would be considered a makom patur. And again, you're allowed to move things through a makom patur on Shabbos. Have a great day.